Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith posting on social media late last night that he had dismissed redshirt freshman tight end Rocco Carley from the football team at 8:30 p.m. on Twitter. Video surfaced of Carley saying racially insensitive things, ethnically insensitive things. And it was oh my goodness, a jarring video for a lot of people to watch and hear. And Jonathan Smith, by 10:53 p.m., so little over 2 hours, had this statement. I became aware of the comments made by Rocco Carley earlier this evening. I immediately shared the audio with Scott Barnes. We both agreed this language and attitude is entirely unacceptable, regardless of the circumstance or environment. I spoke with Rocco, dismissed him from the team. I will not tolerate racism or hate speech.
Yep, good.
Swift and firm, and the young man released a statement as well, you know, apologizing.
Yeah.
You know, saying he's sorry to everybody. And he said, video was taken 3 years ago in a group chat where me and my friends were saying stupid things. This is not, does not condone anything of what I have said, but I promise you all that the video does not represent me. I was doing an accent of a Southern man and giving a satire example of what we all thought would be funny. This is no way, shape, or form makes what I said right. I am truthfully sorry to everyone I have hurt.
Sounds genuine.
Best
you can.
It is, look, this is something that, you know, it's, I applaud Jonathan Smith and Oregon State for acting so quickly and swiftly on this. And that young man is learning the consequences of your words, your actions, and the social media era that we are in right now. You know, if you say, and I think a lot of kids are becoming more and more aware of it. If you say something, it doesn't matter if it is in the comforts of a group that you trust and your friends and a support group. A lot of these things are going to come to light. And there's no way that Jonathan Smith, one, would want that on his roster, or two, could bring him back into that locker room.
Social media moves very quickly. Today's world. And these young people are starting to really understand, and they're going to pay a lot of prices right now. And that's the hard part about it, is they don't quite understand, your brain's not wrapped around, is that it's what you say and what you do is your representation. Even if you think you're 14, and there's, it's difficult for them. And I think back, and I think all of us can think back to being at a younger age. We're not the smartest. We don't make a lot of great decisions, but boy, when you take it to that level, and you're going to document and all these other things like that, and you're going to see that, you know, at some point in time, you're going to pay the price. And there just isn't a lot of patience for that anymore, especially when you're a young athlete at a major university and you're given the opportunity to play for university and represent Oregon State, represent Jonathan Smith and that group. There is a higher level of expectation and standard that you need to be at. We're not talking about somewhere else where you can hide behind a fake Twitter profile and all these other things in social media. This is, we're going to hold to a higher standard. And yes, you're right. Well, what they did, and he does, I mean, the apology is the apology. We'll talk about Drew Brees' apology, and we'll see with this now. Genuine or not, whether you believe it or not, he's going to pay the price.
Yep. And, you know, that is, I think we're going to see, maybe not in like this scenario in this instance, but we're going to see a lot more things. Heck, Florida State's going through it right now with the legitimacy of your quotes and what you're talking about. It's not to do with like anything racial that was said, but Florida State coach Mike Norvell told The Athletic that they've had a lot of open communications with their team, players, and coaches, and went back and forth individually with every player this past weekend. That's something that's very important to him, right? And Norvell said that. One of his wide receivers said, man, this poop emoji did not happen, man. We got a generated text that was sent to everybody. There was no one-on-one talk between us and Coach. This is a lie. And me and my teammates as a whole are outraged. We will not be working out until further notice.
So let me get
They're
this
walking stra- out.
Let me get this straight. So yep. Coach Norvell had mentioned that he specifically talked with every player.
He said, I went back and forth individually with every player this weekend. And that's something that was important to me.
Okay.
And what his players are saying is that you sent a generated text to the entire team that says I'm here for you. And that was it.
Do you think maybe? Oh, okay. All right. Maybe he thought he did and maybe he didn't. Then they're like, well, nope, that's not how it works. When you specifically say you talk to every player by sending a text is not how you talk to every player.
Yeah. A group text to everybody. Now, there may be an element of he talked individually to every player that reached out to him and responded to that text.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a sweeping statement. And now he's got, it's not just
what if he talked to 10 or 15 guys, but didn't talk to all 85? I don't know.
All I know is that there are far more players that are in support of Marvin Wilson are saying that they talked to Mike Norvell. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, players are going to find out about it. They got a dang platform too.
Group texts.
What? They're going to be the downfall?
Oh, they are.
A lot of people?
Yeah. How many times do you get involved in a group text? You're like, take me off the text. Mm. Or why didn't you just call me? You know, have you just call?
Yeah.
Just call.
I just don't get what incentive he would have to say that he talked with everyone when he didn't. I mean,
he's trying to sound racially sensitive is what he's trying to sound. He's trying to sound like he's doing the right thing. Maybe he thought he was, but it didn't come off that way.
But I feel like he could say, you know, I reached out to all of the players and I had conversations with a number of them and that would have been fine, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You would think.
Yeah.
You know, there is, you know, that all these coaches, they have this, they have different various platforms that are out there, you know, whether it's like you can do this via Huddle. Is a place where you can upload your game film, put your playbooks on, but you can also like generate mass texts out to the entire team, you know? And that's what the players are doing. There's a website where you could just generate a mass text and just go whoop, send it to the entire team. And the guys know what number it's coming from. When they see it, they're like, oh, this is just a massive text from coach. It's usually like, hey, meeting at 5. Yeah. But when you send the, hey, I'm here for you, that lacks the individuality and that connection, you know? And that's probably why they're upset. It's like, don't just send us a group text, man. Like, if you mean it, actually come and talk to us about it. And then just don't go to the media and say, I talked to everybody individually. So Mike Norvell has got his hands full down at Florida State. That's for show.
Yeah.
We know what Governor Brown meant when she said that the Ducks and the Beavers will not be at a
she trolled Washington.
Disadvantage.
She trolled the state of Washington.
Oh, what'd she do? I didn't see the troll in the state of Washington. What happened there?
Whoa. You didn't see the part where she mentioned, I can't wait to see Oregon and Oregon State go up against Washington and Washington State?
Oh, that's trolling?
In a political sense, in a governor sense. It's about as close as it gets. I'll find it with exactly what she said and doing that.
Oh.
Very confused by this.
Her quote was,
it's like,
I'm extremely, what she said is that, so the Ducks and the Beavers can start June 15th with their athletes back on campus for workouts. But she said, I'm extremely disappointed not to be able to see Sabrina, Satu, and Ruthie cut down the nets in the NCAA finals in New Orleans. I know that our college athletes have invested so much of their lives to be able to compete at that level, and it breaks my heart for them. We're working with public health experts, with training experts to make sure that collegiate sports can begin training in mid-June. I'm confident that regardless of the time frame and the comparison to the state of Washington, that our Ducks and Beavers can tackle the Huskies and Cougars anytime.
There it is.
That is obviously on a limited capacity for training.
There it is. There's the troll. Mm. The governor troll.
Gonna tackle him. God, yeah, she
well,
brought
it. Well,
I'm
glad she changed her tune. You know, the beginning of the laugh thing that happened about a month ago in that press conference was a little concerning for the sports people. In fact, Jonathan Smith and Coach Cristobal spoke out regarding that. And maybe it wasn't meant, maybe it was nervous, but it is nice. And here's a novel thought. people are allowed and government officials are allowed to change their mind and change their tune as fast as anybody. And they do that. And I'm glad to hear that she is changing her tune and doing everything they can for collegiately and for those athletes at those state universities.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.